A new White House assessment on climate change paints a dire picture for coastal states like Virginia. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says the writing is on the wall.
Being vulnerable to sea level rise, that plus the agriculture and forestry effects, is every reason why we should be very, very concerned.
Kaine says Congress can send a signal around the globe by acting aggressively to curb pollution.
There's no one thing you're going to do that's going to take care of this significant climate problem, but we need to show people that we think it's a problem, we believe in the science, and we're willing to take reasonable measures to arrest the greenhouse gas pollution.
Still, many Republicans brush the report aside and deny humans are making the planet warmer. The White House has given up trying to convince skeptical lawmakers. The EPA is getting ready to release a new rule that would drastically limit the amount of carbon new coal-burning fire plants can emit. From his perch in Virginia coal country, Republican Morgan Griffith says it feels like the administration doesn't care about his constituents.
I mean, you know, the administration wants to say there is no war on coal. You know, you can say there is no war on coal, but ask anybody who lives in the coal-producing regions of Southwest Virginia, and they'll tell you there's a war on coal, and they're the victims of it.
Griffith would support Republican Senate candidate Ed Gillespie against Democratic Senator Mark Warner anyway. But he and other Republicans are using energy policy to try and convince voters nationwide they should give Republicans control of the Senate this fall.
If we have enough sensible folks on the other side of the aisle, in both the House and the Senate, we can stop it.
Griffith predicts broad economic consequences if the GOP doesn't regain control of the Senate.
It will hurt industry, not just the coal industry, but industry in general. It will make electric rates go up, and it hurts American middle class.
But Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says the GOP argument is a losing strategy.
We can owe improvements to clean air and clean water throughout America, including right here in the National Capital Region, to the diligence of the EPA and its willingness to stick to its mission. Some of my Republican friends, when they criticize the EPA for being too active, what they really mean is they wish the EPA would go away.
The EPA doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon, but its new policies could push some Democrats out of office. That is, if Republicans win this latest energy fight. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.